You know how fast you're going?
What? How fast you're going?
I don't know. 10?
8.
Be advised, this is an explicit podcast. If you're easily offended, get your panties twisted into a knot. Leave now. Run in your safe space. Get your little cloth for your tears. All the opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and his guest and do not reflect the opinions of any local or government agency. Welcome to Motor Cop Chronicles Podcast. I'm your host, Iceman, as usual. Starting to get this day late thing going on. Apologize once again. Me and Bam started watching Reacher on Amazon Prime. I kind of hung up on it, and by the time I realized it was late, I was tired, and I get up at 4:30 in the morning to go to work. So I'm here tonight, Monday night, still putting it out. It's going to be short. Of course, I have no guest, so you stuck with me. It's got a few little stories, actually, from the road today. Super hot off the press. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Also, let's get the housekeeping out the way. If you're on Apple, we would appreciate it. If you go like and like it, give us a 5-star, write a review. I'll shout it out when it comes up. If you're on Spotify, you can't write a review, but you can rate it with some stars, whatever. YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Rumble, stuff like that. Go like and subscribe on there. Hit the bells and stuff. You'll know when we go live on every Wednesday and for the midweek news report. Those are always fun. We kind of just go off in whatever direction we go off on. They're always fun though. So come check us out there on the live show if you want. I said follow us on follow me on Facebook. You can apply to the Motor Cop Clubhouse, which is a private group we have on there. Of course, it's all free. I try to post something in there every day. I'll ask questions and stuff like that. So if there's something you're interested in, you can go apply. I have to accept you. Follow me. I'm on Instagram now. Not a big following yet. Still try to figure all that stuff out. I'm an old guy, remember? They have Instagram, Motor Cop Chronicles Podcast, Instagram, on Twitch, on Truth Social, and Locals also. Everything's under the same thing, Motor Cop Chronicles Podcast. If you would like to be a guest or you have stories to share, email them to me or hit up in a DM, something like that, let me know. Always looking for guests. We can chat. Set something up. So let's get on to the stories. So I don't waste too much of y'all's precious time. I think I pulled a total of 10 or 11 people over today. It's pretty average. One of my writing tickets on the slab, the interstate. So a couple of them stuck out. We'll start with the last ticket I wrote for today, this afternoon. Vehicle's doing 77 and a 60, 17 over. So, of course, going to pull it over. I almost went after different ones because I was checking them. And the ones in front of them were doing 74. He was coming up, catching them. And I was about to go after them. I said, let me check this other one. He looks like he's coming up kind of quick, and he was doing 77. So if you I always use the analogy sometimes when people ask me, they're like, why didn't you go after the other one? They were speeding too. Yeah, you're correct. They were. This one didn't do that, but I'm like, when you're fishing and you have the opportunity, you're going to catch the little fish or the big fish? Well, the logical answer is you're going to go after the big fish, correct? Yeah. They just happened to be the big fish that day. These people didn't ask me any questions. Anyway, I made the stop, approach. I get over there, and I'm like, tell them why I stopped them. Of course, it's a car full of Hispanic people. Try to do it PC. It wasn't Mexicans, because the identification I did get from the drivers indicated that he was from Honduras. So I don't believe that's Mexican. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, somebody email and correct me. I'm not sure. Not real good about geography down there. So anyway, I looked. There's four people in the car. Two to the front and two to the back. I'm like, reason I stopped you doing 77 and 60. I need driver's license. And everybody's just kind of looking at me like, they're stupid. Or I'm stupid, one of the two. No, I said, somebody in here has got to speak hable inglés. That was of course, somebody probably did, and they didn't want to give it up. So I was able to communicate enough where this driver understood what the hell I was saying or asking for, and I got an ID card from Honduras, and that was it. Mississippi tags. At this point, I could see that they didn't have weapons or anything, and so I kind of leaned over it. So, it was a smaller car, and I'm trying to explain to them the paperwork that I need. Insurance, registration, something with some vehicle information on it. Fuck, it could have been an old oil change receipt. I didn't care as long as it had the vehicle information on it. Well, as I'm leaning there, I got one of my hands is up while my hand is closed. I guess kind of in a fist motion even. I mean, I was just, it's not a habit. It was just like that. No one's being threatening or anything. Well, while I'm trying to explain this, I guess this guy, the passenger, thought I wanted to be buddies or something with him, because he reached up and he gave me a little fist bump, like so lightly and delicate. It's like a little 6-year-old girl would have or something like that. I just kind of look at him like, this motherfucker just gave me a fist bump like we boys or something like that. Anyway, that was the funny part of that story. I mean, I ended up going back. Give him his, issued him his citation, got him, I don't know, he has no clue, I believe, what I said, got him to sign it, and handed him his copy. If he pays it, I will have no idea. I used the address that came back to the license plate. Like I said, who knows? Who knows? I don't care. Just a little rant. As I said 100 times before, I don't care. I'm all for immigration, legal immigration. My thing is, if you want to come to this country, at least know some of the language if you plan on working and living here. If I moved my fat ass down to Mexico, I'm sure they're not going to make special concessions for my English speaking, my redneck English speaking ass to living down there. Any of us should have to make a concession for people that want to live and work here and everything else, which I'm pretty sure, I'm not a betting man, but I would bet money on it that none of these were here illegally. just attempt to learn the language. You'll see, you know, some immigrants or illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them, however they got here, been here 20 years and still barely or don't speak the language. That is because they don't want to learn it. I guarantee you, if I lived somewhere for 20 years, I'm pretty sure I might not be totally fluent, but I would understand. I'd be able to communicate. That's it's not wanting to. If you want to live in our country and take part in the American dream, or, you know, and make money and ship back to your people, that's fine. But learn a damn language, people. Because I guarantee you, if he can't read English, he can't speak it. He can't read one street sign out there. Like I said, and I've worked plenty of crashes with these illegals and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure I know they don't have insurance, they don't have driver's license. And it's their fault when it's their fault. Good luck if you're the unlucky party to get hit by some of these illegals like that. Because, yeah, hope you got an insured motorist, because you ain't never going to get nothing out of them. What you going to do? Sue them? What you going to sue them for? Beans? A taco? A sombrero? I mean, what the fuck you sue them for? Nothing. If they disappear, you can't even find them. So, that was my little rant on that. I'm sure y'all really didn't care about it, but it was on my mind, aggravating me. So, we got to get it off my chest. Speaking of chest, at least no one had their titties falling out today like they did the other past week with the little girl with her titty hanging out, or lady or girl woman with her little kid that was eating his boogers in the back seat. So at least I didn't have that. I did make a stop, you know. Today, for some reason, must have been a understand, I stopped two separate vehicles. One, they both, at separate times, of course, you know, both were heading home from attending funerals. I don't know what it was with me with funeral stuff. Pulled over this, two ladies, they were coming back from her, I don't remember if it was her grandma or her aunt or something like that, or the lady who died, passed away. This lady was like, I think, 97 or 98 years old. Wow. So, I mean, that's all I can say. Wow. I mean, they said they actually still have someone in their family. I was told that was, they showed a picture, the passenger, I think her great-great-grandma or something like that. 102, and she's still alive. So there's definitely some longevity going on in this family. I'm just hoping to make it past 62. So, just keep y'all fingers crossed. Anyway, they did that. They were some nice ladies. One had, like, some fake tattoo sleeves on. I'm like, why you got that on? She said, I just like them. I'm like, all right, cool. Be you. I love everybody's going to be themselves like that. She said she had some real tattoos. I didn't elaborate where. But just two nice ladies. Of course, didn't want me to write the ticket, but I did reduce it down for them from 75 to 71. So Iceman was being a little bit nice there. And I don't spread that rumor around too much. Like I said, two nice ladies, I think heading back to Texas. So I hope they have a good trip going there. The next stop, not the exact next. Yeah, it was the exact next one. I pulled over another vehicle. 75 or something like that, 72. Pull them over. Who's a lady with her child. It's not a young child. I mean, her kid was 27. She was in her 40. Same thing. They just been coming back from a funeral. I don't remember who it was. I think they might have said a great aunt or something. I'm not sure. Again, super nice. Well, the driver Of course, you know, people don't want tickets and stuff like that. And she's like, well, can't you just, like slap me or you know, just slap me or something like that? I say, hold up, I can't be slapping people. See, I don't have notes tonight. Let's go back to the other one. The other one, the lady did offer me a crystal burger. And if y'all don't know what those are, and they're little, like the little sliders, little bitty hamburger. She says, I said, you trying to bribe me with a crystal burger? She says, no, I'm trying to bribe me. But I got 24 of them because you buy them like packs. Well, I did not partake in the crystal burger, even though I do appreciate her offering that to me. Because she did not know that the Iceman is very particular about the crystal burgers because we don't have any in this area. I can go to New Orleans or a place, Mississippi. It's the two closest places. No, that's not close. I love me some crystal burgers, but I did not partake. She did eat a crystal burger in front of me, but I appreciate the offer, but I did not partake. Back to the other one. She said, well, you can just like slap me or something like that. I'm like, oh, there will be no slapping going on around here. I'm not going to slap you. She's like, well, you know, she's like, well, you could pat search me. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, you just like pat me down. I'm like, oh, no. Well, her daughter's like, Mom, stop. She's like, I'm like, there'll be no pat searches going on, you know. I'm like, because there was no reason for me to pat search anyone. But she was offering a free pat search down for me there. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm usually not into the whole pat searching people when I don't have to, especially females like that. She said, her daughter was like, Mom, stop talking like that, you know, because she was kind of, I don't know, she kind of said it was a little sexually in the innuendo, however you say that word, innuendo. I can't say that word. Y'all know what I'm getting at. I'm not articulate, just a redneck. But, It was funny. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed them. Those were two. I had two track stops back that I actually enjoyed. Were nice people. I didn't get cussed out, which is always a good thing. Because you know, sometimes I get cussed out on traffic stops because people do not like getting tickets. Like it's my fault. I did ride another vehicle. Texas tag. Girl driving it was a Pennsylvania license. She said she was with her boyfriend. I think they were in college. She's like, well, they had other cars going faster than me. I'm like, oh, I'm sure there were, but not when I got you. Well, there was cars passing me. I was like, no, there wasn't. You were passing an 18-wheeler who was doing 63 miles an hour, and you were doing 74 miles an hour. I come back with the citation. I looked at her and said, you been crying? No. I said, you sure? Just a little bit. Stickers all over the back of this Jeep, from different national parks. So I said, y'all like outdoorsy type people? And they're like, yeah, we, you know, like I said, like hiking and all that stuff like that. Young kids, like I said, still in college. And I said, what are you in college for? You know, passenger advised me that it was his vehicle, his Jeep, which was funny because when I first walked up, if anybody knows anything about like the Jeep Wranglers and stuff like that, the buttons to roll down a window, if your Jeep has electric window, is in the middle. Is in the middle on your dashboard. You know, that's how you roll it. When I first walked up, I had made a passenger approach. He was trying to roll a window down from the door. But it's his car. And I'm like, well, how do you not know? It's your car. Well, you should know where the button is to roll the window down. Well, I ain't used to being on the passenger side. I said, the buttons are still in the same place. And I thought it was kind of funny that's his own vehicle, and he didn't. He was looking for the buttons to roll the window down on the door in his own Jeep. actually what they were going to college for, the passenger guy that didn't know how to roll down his own windows. He said he was going to college to be an environmental protection litigation. Like, I guess some kind of environmental lawyer or some shit like that. I said, so basically you're telling me you're a tree hugger. He's like, yeah, well, I guess I am. Well, I don't think his voice was quite that deep, but I asked the girlfriend, I said, well, what are you going to college for? She was some kind of business, some kind of financial stuff. I said, so you're going to college to do business to make money. And he's going to college to take people to court over cutting trees down when you want to cut the trees down because there's a lot of money in lumber and that's what you're making money. So it was a little funny back and forth there for a minute. I don't like to let people leave, drive off when they're crying, upset, cause they're going up there and getting a wreck or something because they're upset, you know, be on me. Not that I could get sued or anything for it. It's just something I've always done. I don't like letting people drive off upset. He's like, well, it's just been a long, rough day. A lot of driving. She's been driving. I said, well, why is she driving? When you drive? And something about his great aunt or something died. I'm like, well, really? He could have drove. Anyway, decent kids. She's still the whole time trying to not argue with me. I mean, per se. I mean, it was an argument, but she wasn't like one of them kind, you know, you're a bastard, drink me. Not nothing like that. But saying that, you know, she's one of the other people get the ticket and not herself. Of course, that's how most people go. So that's about all for the ticket right today. I did have a nice conversation with a potential guest. Not saying no names in case it don't come through. Yeah, but he did agree. He's like, he's extremely busy, you know, with some investigative stuff on TV and stuff like that with Discovery Channel. So he said he believes he's got a week free in the first week of June. I'm going to get in touch with him then, and hopefully we can sit down and record something. So if it happens, it should be very, very interesting. Because he said he, you know, I know the guy, and he's like, he does have a lot of funny stories to talk about. Be a nice surprise for y'all. Other than that, we got Wednesday night coming up. I know it'll be me and Holstera for sure. Unfortunately, Freebird will not be here. He has a fuzzy hat meeting. It's always, you know, at the beginning of the month, he has fuzzy hat meetings. And not sure of the box yet. It's up in the air. So, but definitely you'll have me and Holstera, of course, as always. And like I said, coming up next month, not too long from now, a few weeks, we'll be going in June. I will be in Mississippi for a motorcycle competition over there. And I'll be competing. Actually, be the first time I've competed probably in the most 8, 9 years. This will be the first time I've actually competed in that long. So, good luck for me on not running over and being a cone killer or something like that. But it's always fun. I'm not one of the big competition guys that we have guys that, you know, like Donnie Williams and stuff like that and other agencies in Texas that they're just like, you know, Drew Breeses and shit like that when it comes to stuff like that. And I'm just... You know, I'm just kind of middle of the pack there. I can do it, but I'm not going to do it as fast and fancy looking as they do. They just have that talent. But still ought to be a good time. Hoping it's not too hot because I know today we hit, I can look. Last time I looked at the temperature today was like 93, I think, degrees or something. And freaking humidity was out the box already. And it's not even June and July yet. It's going to be a hell of a summer if it keeps up like that. It don't say what the high was today. The high all week's in 92 and stuff like that. And it's gonna be really good, really hot. So, I mean, even at night, it's staying in the high 70s. So, I'm going to be sweating my ass off. Other than that, I will be out tomorrow afternoon writing more tickets on the same stretch of road. So maybe I'll get some more stories coming up. I got some other people in mind I need to talk to. Hopefully I should have. I'd like to have a guest for this coming up Sunday. Other than that, I'm not going to keep y'all. I'm not going to ramble. I'm not trying to drag this out. Hope y'all enjoyed these stories. The lady offering me the Pat search her down. She did tell me I was cute. So, and she was in her 40s. So, see, the whole spectrum. It's nice when people tell you if you know, she might have just been trying to get out a ticket. I don't know. I don't think I'm very cute, but it's good for your ego. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, likes a little flatter, being flattered every now and then. It's nice. So I try to do it on occasions. I just got to be careful nowadays with sexual harassment and everything. But, you know, it makes people feel good. And it's completely harmless, you know. So maybe y'all ought to do that. Maybe tomorrow, if y'all listening to this tonight or the next day or the same day you're listening to this, maybe just try to give somebody a little compliment or something. You ain't got to be flirtation or say, oh, man, you're so beautiful now. Hey, just telling somebody, you know, how good their outfit looks or how nice their cologne or perfume smells or their outfit looks good. Is that a new hairdo you got? Why don't you try that? Why don't you try to do that and pass a little, you know, just make somebody feel a little bit better for that day, you know? See if you can do it. It's not that hard. You can slip it in there. Just then nobody get fired for no sexual harassment at their job or nothing and blame me for it. Just say nice. Or it's like, 70 pair of shoes? That's some nice shoes. Women are all about their shoes, you know. Just if you notice something, you know, you can say stuff without being, you know, creepy about it or weird. Nothing weird, nothing like that. So why don't y'all try that? And if it works out for you, send me an email. Let me know. Be cool to know. Or do, tell us on Facebook or something like that. Anyway, it's going to be it for today. Like I said, like and subscribe. Oh, I did design the my new allegedly t-shirts. I'm waiting for, I ordered two different ones for them to come in to make sure the quality's right, because I don't want to put nothing out there that I wouldn't buy for myself. So the allegedly t-shirts are on order. I'm waiting for them to come in, so hopefully they'll be here soon and they'll be for sale. If anybody's interested in that, go check out the Etsy store, Motor Cop Chronicles podcast on the Etsy store, t-shirts and other merch like that. I don't even need to play the whole thing, the outro. Look, everybody be safe out there. Watch your back, watch your partner's back, and let's try to make somebody's somebody feel better in the next few days or something like that. Just to do it, don't hurt. So remember to always smile, because the Iceman could always be behind you.